Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Bro Bible did a story. Who are the most punchable characters in movie history? Meaning, if you had a chance to take a shot and just punch one of these characters. And look, some of these characters end up dying in the movie, so they meet their ultimate demise. But Gov found this article, and there's one guy. Well, I thought there was one guy who stood out to you, but you said you have two in particular that really stand out to you.
Yeah, so the most punchable movie character. You ever seen The Green Mile?
Yes.
No, I didn't see that one.
You have not seen The Green Mile?
No.
Wow.
It's a good movie.
You need to see that. It's solid.
I know. I've heard it's great.
I saw it. This is Christy Lowe's making fun of me. I saw that movie the day we got engaged.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
It's a real romantic flick.
So
we went to the movies and then we got engaged.
It's Percy.
Yes.
Okay, so he killed Mr. Jingles.
Yeah, he killed the mouse.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
That's okay.
Yeah. His uncle got him a job.
Yeah.
He was a weasel.
Yeah.
Everything that, like, his looks, his face.
Right. And
like,
then he
just want to clock him.
And then he didn't put water in the sponge. So that when the other guy died, he suffered greatly in the electric chair.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Just everything all written all over him. And then furthermore, in his real life, so his name's Doug Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
He's been married 3 times. That's a bad thing right there. I'm sorry. It's just my personal opinion.
I agree with you.
Courtney Stodden married her.
Oh.
She was 16. He's been deemed a pedophile.
Wait, who's Courtney
and
Stodden?
And disowned by his family. He just got divorced from her last year in 2018.
Wait, what's his name again?
Yeah, how do you know all this about him?
He did some research. What's his name?
Doug Hutchinson.
Doug Hutchinson.
Because she was in the news about 5-6 years ago. She was all these revealing pictures, and she was underage.
Really. Oh.
Yeah. It's not just not good. The whole thing. So he's number one. He can't be beat. When you're termed a pedophile in real life, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to punch a pedophile.
But
real life shouldn't count in this at all.
You can't help it.
It's hard because they blur together a little bit.
When you're trying to decipher between number one and number two, how at least I do it.
Okay.
All right. Then the number two is Harry Ellis from Die Hard.
So I'm finding out today. I love Die Hard. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. Ellis was the character who tried to negotiate essentially between Hans and John McClane over the phone. And he said, Hans, booby. It made it seem like they were great friends and ended up getting shot. Spoiler alert. I always thought his name was I thought his first name was Ellis the whole time. And now apparently I'm learning that his name is Harry Ellis.
I thought it was just Ellis too, but it is Harry Ellis. So the blog had it right.
Yeah.
He went by Ellis. People that go by their last name first. Like,
see, I don't want to punch him in the face because he eventually was killed. And actually not even eventually. Very quickly in the movie. I mean, he died in the first, 40 minutes of Die Hard, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, He got
Still,
his.
He's trying to sell Hans Gruber. Who do you think you are? And then his name in real life, his first name is Hart.
Yeah, Hart Bachner.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Hart and Percy. Seriously.
So when I think of people I want to punch in the face in the history of movies, the first guy that comes to mind is the guy. I don't even know the character's name, but it's the guy from Karate Kid at the All Valley Championships. And it's not Johnny. Who's the blonde kid? It's the body bag guy who's standing next to Sensei, who goes, get him a body bag.
Oh, my gosh.
That guy.
Did he have, really stringy hair?
Yeah.
That guy? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Get him a And some people suggested that was Andrew Shue, because Elizabeth Shue played the romantic lead in Karate Kid, but it was not Andrew Shue. But, I mean, I hated that kid. And Johnny got his because Ralph Macchio won the final fight. And eventually the sensei, who was also a very punchable character, he got his. But he just found a still photo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He goes, get him a body bag. That's the guy more than any other I wanted to punch in the face. All right?
I got one more, and I kind of got this from a comment section on the blog.
Okay.
You've seen Blow.
Oh, with Johnny Depp, yeah.
Yeah, and it's George Jung, or is it Young? I can't remember how they pronounce it. Was the movie character.
Okay.
But his mom.
Oh, I wanted to punch his wife, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Penelope Cruz, who was smoking hot in that movie, but was the worst character.
No, but she totally, his mom, I mean, yeah. I have a picture. I can't get to it now, but she's just.
And just so you
know, sold him out.
If you're wondering if it's okay to suggest a female character, it is.
Yes.
Because one of the characters on this list is the mom from Titanic.
Oh, yes.
Rose's
mom.
Well, speaking of Titanic, Billy Zane. I mean, I didn't really like that movie that much, but you just wanted to beat the crap out of that guy. He was just such an a-hole.
Yeah. But he was made out to be a total a-hole. You know what I mean? Like, the guy who would basically jump on grab a kid just to jump on one of the ships as they were getting off.
Now, the blog has one we just have to mention. It's Wilson from Castaway.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really? Yeah. I had no real issue with Wilson.
Bad part, he didn't have a good personality.
Yeah.
What about, here's one I thought of. And I was going, because I wanted to figure out I had the right guy. And at first I thought it was going to be the Bradley Cooper character from Hangover. Then the more I thought about it.
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
That was on last night, by the way.
But the Ed Helms character, Stu. I mean,
really?
He's so whiny.
He is a little annoying.
He was so whiny in that movie.
Of all of the characters in that show, he was the most annoying.
He was like
so
afraid, you know, to call his wife and all that kind of stuff.
I it's so funny. Last night I was going to sleep and Christy was playing tennis, so I was just watching TV in bed. And I flipped back and forth and all of a sudden on two different channels were the scene where they just wake up in Hangover in the suite and Galifianakis, he finds the tiger in the bathroom.
Yes.
And then also simultaneously was Midnight Run, the scene where Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro are going into the bar and they pretend to be FBI agents with counterfeit money. I was torn. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going to bed right away. Most punchable characters. Let's go to John in Madison Heights on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, John.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
Hey, now I tell you, I forgot the character's name eludes me, but James Spader's character in Pretty in Pink.
Yes.
Just this silver spoon bleep hole. He acted like it was a privilege for Andrew McCarthy to be his best friend. He treated women like absolute crap. I think he might even punch him towards the end of the movie, but you just wanted to get five dudes and tackle the dude, just beat the crap out of him, basically.
Yeah, he was the classic kind of John Hughes movie villain. I mean, his name in the movie was Steph. That's pretty much all you got to know, Steph.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Cardigan over the shoulder, et cetera.
Speaking of guys that you wanted to punch because they were born with a silver spoon, the Winklevoss twins.
Yes.
In Social Network. Was it Arnie Hammer played them?
Arnie Hammer played both the twins, yeah.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah, they were very punchable in the face.
I want to get your take because you're an expert in this movie, the trilogy or four, whatever there's been. Short Round.
Oh, yeah. Short Round goes along with, like, Scrappy Doo, right? Or they try to bring in some goofy character to, like, mix it up a little bit. It never works.
Like the who was the kid in Different Strokes? Sam?
Oh, Sam, the red-haired kid, yeah.
He's punchable, by the way.
Or Cousin Oliver from Brady Bunch, yes, all those.
Another one, Rachel Ferrier. Do you know that character name?
That's War of the Worlds?
Yes.
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, she was so annoying in that movie.
Oh, I like that movie.
I do too, but I don't like her.
Oh, I really like her. She was a child.
So?
This is more TV than movies, but there is a string of like daughter characters on TV shows like Kim Bauer on 24.
Oh yeah.
But she was good to look at.
Very good to look at. And then on Homeland, Brody had a daughter and she was, oh God, enough with Brody's daughter. You just were so tired of her after a while.
A group of people, Ewoks.
Yes, definitely punch the Ewoks. But you're kind of punching little puppies when you punch the Ewoks. But,
you're bringing up television.
It's women, why not?
You know who is punchable, even though I love the show?
Tariko?
Caillou.
Caillou. Oh, that's a whole different. You can go a whole different hour.
So wait,
all the Teletubbies.
You just go after Gov for mentioning a child.
I know.
Caillou's like four.
I know, but I would punch him so hard
and
in
bald,
the face if he
Caillou,
was real.
Caillou.
Wait, hold on a sec. How did you get wrapped up in Caillou? You don't have kids. Babysitting?
Yes, I have 11 nieces and nephews. Oh. I've been around children my entire life.
Yeah.
Babysitting.
It's the worst.
What do you say, Stoney?
Sorry.
TV.
You like
the show, but...
Oh, Entourage. Kevin Connolly. Oh. You just want to beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, he was the worst. He had the hottest girlfriend on the show. And the best part about that was that somebody made a point one time. They were a bunch of guys from back east.
Yeah.
And his name was Eric Sullivan. And by any measure, he would be known as what?
Sully.
Sully.
Right.
But they called him
E.
Nah, that's totally unrealistic. person you most want to punch in the face. We had somebody who wouldn't hang on who had Jar Jar Binks, which is maybe the least liked character in the history of movies because people love Star Wars. People who love Star Wars love Star Wars, but hated Jar Jar Binks. I don't know. I don't know a single person who said, oh, no, I'm down with Jar Jar. Like, anybody? Greg, you're in the Star Wars community. By that, I don't know what I mean. Do you know anybody like Jar Jar Binks? No. No, nobody. I mean, even like bad guys, like Hans Gruber. I love Hans Gruber. Great right. villain. Some of the fighters in Rocky. I mean, all of them were fantastic characters.
Right. It's, you have to be like whiny and a jerk more to be punchable.
Yes. Now, to be punchable.
Here's a texter that I disagree with. Anything Leonardo DiCaprio has ever done.
Oh, geez.
Such an overactor, even Gilbert Grape. Okay, maybe not Gilbert Grape, but every single other film.
I think he's
a pretty damn good actor.
Yeah. Oh, how about this one, Gov? Yeah, this is right up your alley. Worm from Rounders. Ed Norton. Kept getting Mike in deeper and deeper trouble, ultimately having to deal with KGB.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah, when he walked in, when they were playing with the firemen,
right?
Yeah. And he walked into that room, I was like, oh my God. I was viscerally angry with him, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
when they all got effed up.
He was like Leech in some way. He just couldn't stay away from the action.
Tom in Livonia, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got a punchable character. Walter Peck, the EPA dude from Ghostbusters, who wanted to shut down the grid.
That was a great one. So that guy's name is William Atherton, if I'm not mistaken.
William Atherton. He also plays another punchable character in Real Genius.
Real Genius, which is a great movie. But now this will bring us up to Paul Saris guy, because William Atherton also was in Die Hard and got punched in Die Hard because he was the newscaster who was trying to harass John McClane's home, and it ended up costing McClane a little bit. And he was also in Die Hard, was Paul's favorite punchable character, Paul Gleason, who played Detective Lieutenant Walter Jeff. What was his name? Walter Jeff, whatever. Anyway, he was also in Breakfast Club.
He was the teacher in Breakfast Club, right?
Principal, who's monitoring the detention. And then he was also Clarence Beeks in Trading Places.
Yes.
Punchable. So William Atherton, punchable in every role, and Gleason, punchable in every role as well.
What about the principal from Ferris Bueller? He's kind of a...
Jeffrey Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got into some hot water.
I know.
I believe there was some underage, right? Wasn't he?
Hey, that increases his ranking.
Yeah, exactly. He definitely got his in that movie. I thought he was completely out of Hollywood, but I mentioned earlier I'm watching Deadwood right now on HBO Go, and he has a recurring role in that, so apparently he's still acting a little bit. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.